Hey, we love you, all you.
I hope you send us an Instagram message that if you like us, tell Alex Trebek.
And you got ideas for the gig talk, let us know.
Hey, my name is Legacy from the Perfect 10 Club, and you're listening to 90.7 WGXC ACLA.
Tune in WGXC's new Sunday morning schedule with the Reverend Kim Singletary, and There's a Bright Side Somewhere every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. That's followed by the teens from Hudson talking about books they've read on Bound by Books. After the local news at 9 a.m. And at 10 a.m., there's more teens. The Catskill kids from Clubhouse Radio are on at 10 a.m. with lots of music and talk on your community radio station, WGXC.org, 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Adelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to
Thank you. I'm sorry. extraños de mi país. Que hacen los extraños en mi país, asesinando a religiosos, campesinos y obreros, estudiantes, intelectuales, a niños y al pueblo entero. Yankee go home, Yankee go home, Yankee go home. Mismo partido suizo, que haces en mi país, deja mi país. El pueblo se ha unido, el pueblo se ha unido, el pueblo se ha unido, vamos a ganar, como ayer lo hizo Vietnam, como ayer lo hizo Nicaragua, ya aquí cojón, vamos a ganar.
Another refusal. The bombardment continues. Fire begins to spread. The telephone rings. Is General Pinochet personally demanding Allende surrender? He refuses to fight for his own. 1:45 p.m. In the halls of the Moneda, Compañero Salvador Allende is mortally wounded.
That was Fred Frith, Bob Ostertag, and Phil Minton, Voice of America, Part 1, a piece for guitar, electronics, and live radio tuning. Before that, Slow Down by Ross G and the African Space Program from the album Ghetto Sci-Fi. And we started the show with And West by Glissandro 70. And up next, here on Disco 3000, as promised, the second in a month-long series of live-to-air concerts here on Disco 3000. Coming to you live from the Parkdale Pirate Radio Bunker, this is Bridget Bardot.
For a staycation. This is out. Thank you.
But in Japanese.
The underground rail.
जो है $5 का मेट्रो सिर्फ 799 में इस वक्त ऑफर किया जा रहा है क्वीन साइज में. अगर आप किंग साइज में जाना चाहें तो आपको सिर्फ 1099 में.
My ability, like from school, with this some years ago. I don't know.
Freaking last few weeks.
Oh.
ask if I could please be alone to be myself again.
Planet Earth is blue. driving around one Wyndham.
Thank you.
Right. Bridget Bardot, live to air here on Disco 3000, part of the Parkdale Pirate Radio live to air concert series, a lovely performance of live radio processing, live on the radio, kind of poetic when you think about it. And since we have you here in the studio, I was hoping you could maybe tell us a little bit about that set and your setup, what we just heard, and sort of how it all came to be.
Yeah, how it all came to be was this transistor radio that you can't see because you're listening on the radio was given to me, and I was in kind of an experimental two-piece band, and I started using it on tour, kind of playing it through guitar pickups and then just playing it through microphones. And I figured out that wherever I was, I could get whatever language was spoken in the place I was in and get like a little inside jokes that I didn't get, like the audience would get. And I got really into that. And I started making recordings of the radio in different places. And last year I put out a tape of 12 compositions on already dead tapes, and it sounded a little more coherent than that. It's a lot of it was processed after, some of it was just straight live, but yeah, it just depends on the night.
Yeah, and I think I find that really interesting about this idea is it's something that you can take anywhere and it will be a local project by nature of sort of the way you're producing it.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm away, I bring like my sampler and stuff, and sometimes I just bring like the tiniest radio I have and record with my phone. And there's some interesting stuff you can learn about a place, I think, from what you get on the radio waves there, and it's like kind of not a thing anymore, but it still is. Like, it's weird how that works.
Yeah, that's actually really interesting. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about sort of your setup and what you're working with to because I believe there was a mix of sampled things and live radio tuning. It was all live.
Because
I could have sworn I heard one of the records I played right before your set on the radio.
I sampled that while you were playing it live from the radio, so that counts to me as live.
Gotcha.
Even though I wasn't live yet. So my setup is we are in the Parkdale Pirate Radio. I feel like I should tell you what it's like here. It's in Parkdale. We're in Parkdale. And I'm in a hallway and wearing a mask, and your DJ is in another room with cables connecting us, and then there's a transistor set up by the patio door, and then on the fire escape there is a antenna, and don't tell anyone that. That's a secret.
And you're breaking the fourth wall here.
Yeah, because it's so cool. And then I just have a little Chaos Pad sampler that records little bits and pieces of things and allows me to speed them up and slow them down and put delay or reverb on them. And that's mainly what I use it for. You can do a bunch of other things with it, but it's wasted on me. And then I have a little transistor radio, the same one I've had forever. When it breaks, I go to American Electronics in the Junction on Dundas, and they fix it for me. And I'm hooked up to a mixer, and that's about it. That's all I've got going on.
All right. Well, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we've got a DJ set from you lined up next. Can you tell us a bit about some of the music you brought for the show tonight?
Yeah. So I, just because of like COVID and everything, I just pre-recorded something so I don't have to touch everything. And I talk a little bit in the mix that I recorded, so I'll let you know what everything is. But I have a new album coming out that is made completely with the sounds from a Barbie Jam With Me keyboard, which Mattel released in 2006, and I found one in the street. So I'm going to play some tracks, a couple tracks off that. One of them is a collaboration with Tasman Richardson, who doesn't quite live in Parkdale, but lives pretty close. And then I'm also playing a collaboration I did with an artist named Beta, who started out, you might know her as Lana Del Rabies. And we kind of hooked up because we both have joke names. But then we take like our stuff really seriously, so it was really nice doing a collaboration with her. I'm going to play that towards the end of the set.
All right. Well, let's get to it then. This is Bridget Bardot's DJ set, live to air on Disco 3000.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.